Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and start this intro because I have a feeling that I'm just going to feel like a third wheel after the end of this episode because y'all...
Just butt out.
Ryan Bailey, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey's on the show, and he's wearing a backwards hat. Poodle, he even when Ryan signed in, he changed his last name to Ryan Anthony because, as you know, Poodle wants to bang him. I don't know what's going to happen, y'all, but I'm going to tell you now, take your children out of the room.
I'm going to tell you, my therapist, by the way, hello, Reality Gaze Nation.
Hello, Ryan. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Ryan Bailey. Host of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey.
My therapist, every time, I'm like, he mentioned me again today. Like, I get excited. I get messages, and then it's so good for my ego. Like, it's so good because I'm like, somebody, and my therapist is like, why are you telling me when you think people, like, want to potentially have sex with you? I'm like, I just think it's, like, pretty cool, right? And she's like, nah, you know. But well, I want more of it. In fact, like, I don't know. I don't think ever anybody's ever asked to be harassed, but I feel like I am. Like,
but
I
you
love
want,
it.
You want
be
Jake
careful
to
what
meet
you wish you, for, Ryan.
You want Jake to me to you. That's what you're saying.
Well, good seeing everybody. Talk to you later. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify would be great.
We'll see how long that lasts. You ain't never seen sexting.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow. Hey, you're like, it's 6:30 in the a.m. Is this a picture of your asshole?
Now, okay. Ryan, for people that
by
don't
the way, it just says Salt Lake finale trailer and it's just your asshole.
Just your asshole.
I'm like, wait, I think I've got the wrong video here.
Just winking. Just wink. Now, for people that don't listen to your show, I don't know why they're not, but which show? You're a big Bravo guy.
He's
tell us
a Bravo
about
everything.
Yeah, we are covering
like
everything
it's
Bravo.
Bravo. Like I do these long form podcasts where it's guest interviews with like Bravo celebrities. I do full recaps. I mean, line for line recaps of Salt Lake City. We just came off Beverly Hills, which was like my personal Vietnam.
Oh yeah.
I just spoke with Crystal Minkoff yesterday and it was a great, chat because it was just
you're
so
blowing
brutal.
Up. You're getting all these desperate housewives. We can't get TLC stars to us.
Well, do you want? I mean, could
no,
you imagine?
We don't. No, like, we don't.
By the way, you guys listening at home, I watched 90 Day UK and I actually fell in love with it, but I didn't do 90 Day A Single Life until I knew I was coming on with you guys. And I watched the final episode today and you guys should have warned me. Colty's the flipping Unabomber now all of a sudden.
Yeah,
and
her,
Debbie put on makeup. Like I watched 90 Day Happily Ever After, but that was all you guys. So those are my shows that I just watch for enjoyment where I don't have to take notes on. But all the Bravo stuff or even like Netflix a little bit, I'm trying to get more into documentaries. So I do a different show every day like you guys, but it kind of is just because I need that mentally to get it out. Like these are exercising my demons.
No, I hear you. That's what our show helps. Otherwise,
that's Jake. And
I want to hurt somebody.
That's true. We will definitely talk about how Debbie kind of looks like Marla Hooch from A League of Their Own in drag when she got a makeover.
And how sad is it? Maybe
in drag.
30 minutes in at the dinner with Colty, I go, well, I mean, she kind of doesn't look that bad. Like,
she looks better.
At first, I was like just shocked. And then I was like, well, like, it's so sad how my actual standards. lessen as the show continued.
Well, you know, she
that's what happens with TLC in general.
Yeah, and she is the heart of Single Life season two, we have to say. Now, before people jump in, we're going to kind of just ride in talking about, as I call them, Salt Wives.
And we're continuing.
This is part two.
Oh, yeah. Go listen to part one on my show, you guys.
Go listen to part one. This is part two. On part one, y'all, we talked about the most recent season of Love is Blind. You know how we've been feeling about that.
Yes, we talked about that. And we talked about Salt Lake City. We talked about Salt Lake City. And so,
and this is the most recent episode about the choir. What? I can't remember the name of it, but it's the Heather's choir episode.
I don't know if you know Ryan Bailey, but one time I was talking, because I don't watch any of the Housewives shows, except for I really got into Salt Lake and I fucking love this show. When it comes out, I'm like,
it's the only Housewives show we talk about.
I love it.
Because the foundation of religion is so amazing.
That's what I love.
The foundation of religion is so great.
It's so great. Yeah. It's so great. And so I'm watching
it's the only one I watch consistently.
I was talking about it on the show like 6 months ago. I don't know if you know this, but I was saying, and you know that show Salt Wives. And I called it Salt Wives. And then that spun Jake into a whole different reality show. Poodle, tell him what Salt Wives is.
It's not a reality show. It's a scripted show that I need to write a pilot for. Salt Wives opens on a picture of an older woman's hands through salt water. And it is about fishermen's wives in New England, and the fishermen's.
Oh my God!
Time...
Discovery Plus just picked this up. They're like, it sounds fascinating.
This is scripted. This is HBO. This is top tier. Ellen Burstyn is the main salt wife.
Well, Patricia Arquette. That's amazing. Wow.
Ellen Burstyn sits on a lighthouse every morning. and waits for her husband Ephraim to come back. Here's the ticker: a fisherman dies every single time, and he doesn't come back. So there's a new salt wife, and it kind of just every time. Sometimes they're older, sometimes they're younger, but it's all women.
Do we jump in time here? It's like
yes, I think you said
past.
Alfie Woodard is the new
Salt
Woodard
wife. Would come in, and
that'll be
we would bring her in. Occasionally, it would be the younger, new actor, like Zoe Kazan, would come in as the very fresh-faced.
If there's a guy like Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne, because they did what's
yes.
Love Got to Do with It,
yes.
To reignite these like pairings of like, but now they're
that's
all these
great.
Years later,
yes.
That would be a really great way to cast that show as well, as just as a nostalgia. Do you ever think about that on 90 Day Fiancé of like 20 years from now, we're going to have a show on TLC where they make Colty do like I remember that scene from 20 years ago.
Yes.
It was before my 30th kid, you know?
Yeah.
I think possibly.
You don't think Darcy and Stacey's, if you don't think one of Darcy's girls is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
It still seems so kind of normal, and you know that switch is about to happen where they
know,
just.
They're gonna start being influencers. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Salt Wives, yes.
So we were talking about the latest episode when I got to say the line that I about died was when Lisa Barlow said, "I am very important to God."
Yes.
You know, I'm very important to God. I've decided this is the first season where I've always thought Lisa Barlow was kind of horrible. This is the first season that I'm starting to like you because you're so nuts. And weirdly, they're trying to turn, everyone's turning against Lisa Barlow, including Sarah Paulson lookalike.
I was going to say
shockingly Sarah Paulson. If you told me that eventually I would have been like, well, that was pretty funny. She did great at fooling us the whole season.
Yeah.
But also the Lisa Barlow, you're so dead on right. I was not a Team Barlow person.
Me either.
Until this season.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And now all of a sudden I'm in like last night and on what you said, she tweeted, "I love God." And she did the heart emoji. And she did hashtag Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And then I was just like, you think God has paid the $8 verified premium to get this tweet up in heaven? Like, you think God has seen this tweet? Or if God's like, you know what? I'm staying away from Twitter after Elon got it. Like the fact that you would emoji heart God is so awesome. And then her son goes, "Fudge College, Mom." Like, that was one of my favorite.
Fudge College.
I love Fudge College.
Fudge College.
Fudge
I like how they think that plot line is that that kid thinks it's he's not going to go to college.
You're going to college. Going to college.
I think the other thing about this whole Angie Harrington thing, because she's too cuckoo to be full cast, but I think this is a kind of situation where they're going to bring her around like Stefano DiMera on Days of Our Lives when things get a little slow.
I really should be gay. Like, I know exactly that.
You know
reference.
Days of Our Lives.
I want those
you
were
know
my
Days
stories,
of Our Lives.
You guys.
Oh
yes,
my gosh!
My story. I grew up on a street full of girls in Kansas, and that's what we watched every. Was like we would watch Days of Our Lives every day, so I knew all that shit. Like it is
Ryan Murphy. You at least need a pinky in your butt. Come on,
Ryan Bailey. I could take you and make you the toast of West Hollywood gays. It'd be like fag alien.
By the way, you could be my David Geffen. You could literally be. I'm the ugly version of a David Geffen boyfriend, and you could be the guy that really raises me in the ranks.
Wow.
Mom, if you're listening, listening, what's up?
I'm more of a procurer. I'm a curator.
Yes.
I want to ask you, Ryan Bailey, because, you know, clearly we love Heather Gay. We really love Heather Gay. She supports the gays so much, literally. Yeah. Heather and Whitney rift, I go back and forth. There's one episode where I'm like, Whitney, I'm done with you. You're a drama queen. You're always starting shit. I don't know who to believe. But with Heather, it does seem like, what's going on with Heather Gay?
Okay, so this is honestly I was really team Heather, and I have a little bit like of a personal cloud here because she unfollowed me on Instagram, and we did an amazing interview where we talked about our divorces, we like bonded, and then she in the interview said like this was before the Jen Shah stuff really blew up, but she said she was going to stand behind Jen Shah even if she was guilty, and I said, wow, that's really, and it got picked up by a lot of like news things, and then I kept making Jen Shah memes and Lisa Rinna memes, and she's a fan of Lisa Rinna, and I'm not, so she unfollowed me, and I was like, what? And then I will say, Heather is one of the funnier people on the show, but I think she has third season, usually you see this in the second season, but she has this third season elevated ego about herself.
I agree with you.
I feel like she's playing too much of the housewives game.
That's what I'm saying. I
agree.
The fans have been, and by the way, I'm not saying she's bad, I'm not saying she's not lovable.
No,
it's not funny. But it's
lovable, people make mistakes.
And also, if you compare, if you go into a battle of words between Whitney and Heather, Heather will always win because Whitney has, I speak in stutter. She's like, she uncovered family trauma for the life of God. And then like, for the love of God. And Heather's like, sorry, I didn't know that your husband lost his job. And I'm like, even Lisa Barlow, who's only worried about Lisa Barlow, knew.
I will say that. That made her seem completely out of touch, and it made her seem like she was just in it for herself this season. And it's the first we've seen of Heather like that. I think she showed some flashes of like that last season, but she's always seemed like the girl who's last to be picked, and she catches up late for everything. And we admired that, and I don't see that this season. It's interesting.
But now you see that so much good attention has come her way. But it was so funny because at the beginning of the season, she was like, yeah, I'll try to be Lisa Barlow's friend, because we always still are those high school personas that want to be loved by the cool kid. And now even Heather's trying to turn against Lisa of like, wait, I have this strength. So it's kind of like wearing two left shoes for her, where she's just clunky with it, and it's like not good. And also, how effing big is that other location of Beauty Lab and Laser? They showed what looked like the fucking Mormon Tabernacle. I'm like, how many floors
how can
is
you
Beauty
afford
Lab and Laser?
Like, that's huge.
Guys, this is, and I'm not, I just let's make a point or a bookmark on that thought, because this is exactly what I thought years ago when I was like, I know lawyers do good, but Tom Girardi couldn't do that good. I remember thinking that thought. And I'm like, how is this? I mean, I'm hoping it's just one store in a huge building, which I think it obviously is. But just bookmark these thoughts that you have when you were like, that's weird.
It's bigger than the American Girl store at the Grove, and that's massive.
And that, by the way, that by the way is eerily big. Like
it's eerily scary big.
And they've got a cafe.
Yes, it's too much.
By the way, and by the way, also people that work at American Girl store, why don't look down on me? I'm sorry, I don't have a daughter, but I can still get coffee there. It's not even a big deal.
Sorry, I don't have a daughter.
Yeah, I guess
he's just doing a podcast in the middle of the American Girl.
Well, we live in Rick Caruso's Los Angeles now. I guess I can't go to the American. Oh, yeah.
You're just sitting over there feeling the material, the children's clothes. They're just
asking kid, would you like this? Is this like something you would wear? Like,
they're just looking through the sex offender catalogs. They're just looking for your face.
I mean, by the God, like there wouldn't even be, if any murder happens around me, they'll literally go to the podcast and they'll be like, we got him. Like they won't even listen to it. They'll just see the photo and what I do on the show.
When I am in like any type of children's store, because I'm male, I'm always very obviously gay because I'm just saying, oh my God, what am I going to get for my nephew? Because
I don't think you need to be obvious, honey.
What do you mean? I'm wearing like I can't even think straight t-shirt or because I just never I'm always worried that like someone's going to say, why is that person shopping for a child? Did they steal one?
I know. I was in because I do another podcast called What the Kids Are Watching, where my host has a cute daughter. I'm like the color commentary where I watch these shows and I'm like, what the F are these? But I went into I went into Walmart's toy section because I watched this episode of Bluey, which I thought was really heartwarming. And I'm sitting there.
That's a good show. I watched it with my nephew. Yeah.
It's great. But I have no kids with me and I'm seeing a mom and daughter and this guy's just like touching the kids' toys.
That's not good.
It's an iffy feeling.
I'm uncomfortable.
And
my whole life is an icky feeling. Like there's no everything I do when I hit like I'm up till 2 a.m. with podcasts every night. It's an icky feeling.
It's an icky feeling. I agree. Yeah.
The last thing we basically saw in the episode that Heather and Lisa are still
lethal
are still feuding, but there's this. I just need to point out in the choir scene that there were like a couple of church altos who hadn't sung in a while, but the others were just twinks who loved Jen Shah, and they wanted. And so they just showed up just to see Jen Shah with a megaphone. And y'all, these were
I love Jen Shah with a megaphone, y'all. I do.
And she had the mic 2 seasons ago, and now she's upgraded.
I love Jen with the mic.
You know that Angie Harrington doesn't play with rules in the real world.
No.
Because she just says things like, sorry, that's my husband's Instagram account. I don't know anything about it. And
she tries to fake cry. She tries to fake cry.
She's in a full dance outfit while she says it. She's picked up for a duo.
In a fucking top hat as well.
It is. I'm just like, where are we? And I'm like, and I need to stay here forever.
It is. I didn't know that we could get more absurd of Heather and Whitney yelling at each other in lingerie, but we have.
So that was great. Heather going, you've lost me forever.
And when she called her, you said, you're drunk. And you see Whitney, who literally her tits are about to explode out of her bra. And she just goes, why is that?
And then the next morning, this is a couple episodes ago, you guys know, Heather wakes
up.
And she ripped up the bed. I go, I did shit like that in high school to my friends. I go, oh my God,
I will say, Whitney does seem like you feel for her because her trauma, but she also seems so
unhinged.
She seems unhinged this
episode. This is what my theory, not theory, but this is when you are finally coming into your own, it's like Heather with the two left foots in front of like standing up for herself. She's like, everything is the word triggered. She's using all therapy words.
She's using the buzzword.
With all like, I am learning to stand up for myself. I'm going to do it every day. And she, also wasn't that hysterical last week when Justin, like, who, I like her husband a lot, but he's like, help me write this Instagram post. And he's like tearing up writing this. He goes, if you're here on Instagram, you're one of the good ones. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. They're not the good ones, honey.
This was my fault. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it was a stupid reason for him to get fired, but whatever.
Wait, no, it's not, okay. It was he marketed for it wasn't like family products. So of course, yes. I even knew when I saw that scene last. Like, hey, just that like, can't get look good for his job with like
maybe
whipped cream
I
and
shouldn't shanky. Have put pole dancing on that season.
Yeah, it is kind of weird that they were surprised someone found out.
I mean, I don't think he should be fired for it, but yeah, it was pretty.
Well, no, but the thing is, there's morals clauses in all that shit, especially especially fucking Utah.
They're in Utah. Like the best thing about these shows, though, and that's why I never wanted to end. Like the best things are when you really feel like they forget that these things were filmed, like that there were cameras there. You're like they'll flat out lie on certain shows, and then they're like, well, there's cameras. Why would you lie? And then you're like, wow, there's a real weird thing that happens in the brain once you get used to cameras being around, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you
do forget.
Really
they say you forget.
Memory.
Jake, usually by like 1:30 in the morning, he forgets the cameras are around.
I forget the camera from picklefinder.net is on, and you can catch me at my most vulnerable.
Wait, yeah, what is it? What are you? What are you? Piano cat? Piano kitty?
That's my name on a very, very reputable website that is called picklefinder.net.
Piano cat 77.
Piano cat 77. That's it. Sorry.
Piano cat 77.
Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Let's jump into, because you, let's talk about Single Life, shall we?
Let's talk about TLC, The Single Life.
Okay, so you caught up and saw.
I had no idea. I just had no idea.
Jake and I haven't even talked about this, but do you think Natalie is going to want to get back together with Mike?
Well, Mike did give money to her mom, so in the rules of prostitution, she kind of has to do that at this point. I think that's like a legal thing. So,
Mike was kind to my mother.
Yeah, and Josh did not like it, but I gave money and, you know, like, and it's like, and Mike's mom's like, oh, she's just going to do her big old eat shit routine. Like, what? I said something wild and I was like, but when you don't watch a show for a season, you guys, and you watch the last episode, you're like, I've missed so much.
Yeah,
and what the hell is happening? Like
the whole season has been pretty nuts. With Tania dating a woman, we brought up the idea that you haven't watched the scene. Caesar, who was from Maria and Caesar, Caesar has found basically a mail order bride.
But see, and by the way, days. Also, Okay, this is what I love even about the other, the Sunday 90 Day too. The other, it's what is it?
Hey,
other,
happily ever after. That, happily ever after.
Okay, happily ever. We're dealing now with war-torn countries, and Caesar's like, why hasn't she sent me pictures? You know, I'm like, dude, like you're in a, like, can we slow it down? Like, there's actually a war happening, and he doesn't.
I sent her two texts this morning. She hasn't responded.
Like, Caesar, just be happy there's like actually like that's potentially a real person this time, you know?
This is the love of my life that you met through a matchmaker.
It makes me sad though, because it's like these people don't even look rich, and they're like just they seem to be cleaning up in terms of horrible relationships.
Oh, Ryan Bailey, you've got, I know you don't have a lot of time because you watch too much shit like we do. If you do like have time, you've got to watch this. I'll tell you which episode it is, but it's the episode where Caesar first goes on the dates with like five other American guys, and it's just mail order like, bride creepiness.
And it's just like sex tourists.
It's just
it's
fucking
just these Americans. One guy is like, "Hello, I am from Russia, and I am." Game developer.
Game developer. Yes. Game developer.
I am absolutely not Russian oligarch.
And there's like, there's
how big
totally
is your
like,
gaping hole? How big is
exactly,
your
exactly.
hole?
Yeah. There's like a guy who
I
totally is just like a
crypto.
There's like a crypto guy who works in crypto. I mean,
there's always
going to
be a crypto. There's always
gonna it's so fucking
and
skeezy.
One guy goes,
and then
one guy actually says, I'm a golf pro. No,
I'm
you're
golf-
not.
No, you're not. And they're all normal clothes.
It was
Caesar-
actually Tiger Woods, you guys.
Yeah,
Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
just
it was Tiger Woods. What's creepy enough? And Caesar, they're all in normal clothes. And Caesar wears a fucking a tuxedo with tails and a top hat.
That's Mr. Monopoly, first off, and that's yes! classy. And I love, see, Caesar is, he's got a heart in there. It's just
he does.
A very, very slow heart.
Slow.
That, you know,
it's
like
a very slow heart.
Dumb person.
Well, it's a very, just, very slow heart.
That whole universe, but by the way, it's like, I will go back and watch these shows because these are the shows I watch for my, sadly, my enjoyment because I don't talk about them on my show.
Wonderful. That's how I feel like Salt Wives like, for us. Salt-wise.
But like, it's truly enjoyable, but also just, like, you think the cringe level of a show like The Office of Michael Scott, it's like, no, if you want cringe level, go to TLC. Bravo doesn't hold a candle to the cringe. So much he's like that, even like that Happily Ever After, you guys, I am so done with Angela. I'm so done with Big Ed. I don't flip and need, like, I'm so, these are caricatures now where I'm like, I'd rather, like 90 Day UK, like, I was like, this is charming. Like, this is filmed that, like,
they were wonderful.
I was like, this is what I used to love. But then these characters, like, who's the one I'm thinking about? That,
how much do you love Candy and Alejandro?
Usman. Like,
Usman. And
I Kim. I called him Great Value Usher.
Baby girl, how am I rooting for baby girl Lisa all of a sudden? I'm like, they need to get back together. Like,
she's like, I know how you become the first wife, Ryan. You take that, you take that Nigerian dick and you raw dog it. You raw dog it the American way, and that's how you become a first wife.
I love that she's trying to hold herself to standards. She keeps going, well, it's very important for me to be the first wife then. Like, you idiot. Like, you've given him. It's upsetting on a Sunday night.
She has in the rings that she gave him for the engagement ring. Poodle said, I didn't know this, but in the inscription in the ring is hashtag I won.
Hashtag I won.
Hashtag I won. Hashtag I won. I won. Please.
And you know she misspelled one. It's probably O-N-E.
The best thing, my favorite thing, Ryan, is to watch for this, is to watch her agonize because Usman has said things like, I hate it when you yell at me and just scream at me. And she'll say,
no,
hold my
no.
hand. Please. So she says, please.
She yells
after
at him, but then
now,
pauses
like a child.
At please. And sometimes he reminds her to say, please.
You know, like as I'm always trying to watch my figure now, but like they flipping have ruined yams for me for the rest of my like a double yammy. I'm like, I don't even want a third of a yammy if you like. I mean, it's like, and then he always like, do you notice how he always falls asleep before the yammy happens?
Yeah,
we were so tired last night. You know,
he's writing those songs. So many. Yeah.
He's writing. I'm telling you, those songs are bops. I enjoy.
But the first song from Baby Girl Lisa Day, like was a really.
He has a new one that's pretty good too. Actually,
Zara is good. I play them at our live shows, Ryan.
Yeah,
They need to do a We Are the World with 90 Day Fiancé cast members. Could you imagine getting all of them together? Like, we are the world.
Tariq from Tariq and Hazel do hot sauce.
And Libby could do like this. Libby can sing. Because you missed that. Libby's pregnant now, and they went back into their terrible storyline of her family. But the way this season started is that Libby wanted to reignite her singing career of singing children's songs.
I know, I saw that.
But she's actually a good singer.
No. Yeah. And by the way, her vocal coach, and just because I grew up a theater actor and I took vocal lessons.
No.
You guys, shocking news here.
Shocker.
I was like, that vocal coach, I thought, could have given a little more encouragement in that episode. Because I was like, she was better than that vocal coach was giving her credit for.
The vocal coach was terrible.
I expected shit.
No, I was horrible about the vocal coach. She was the thing about what
you should take lessons from Jake, Ryan Bailey.
I'm sure I'll be taking certain kind of lessons from Jake.
Yeah, we'll have to work a lot of your breath. Clothing's optional.
Jesus.
So you're actually accredited vocal coach. Okay, yes, that's how my old vocal coach was. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, tell me if this hurts.
Wow. Oh, a dear female. Am I supposed to be crying when I hit these high notes? Yeah.
It'll all make you better.
Please don't give up on me, sir. Please don't give up on me.
How much do you want this?
I want it more than any. I feel like this is my only. It's my last shot.
This is the reality game.
I'm in my 40s. No one wanted.
We're in a weird area.
No one wanted this theater.
Oh my god! What if this tanks your show so badly?
Oh, trust me, Ryan. We have said much worse than this.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, I do, and I've actually listened to episodes where you've said much worse.
The things that I have advocated for. I'm saying now, if our listeners are still listening after we've said horrible, horrible things, they're never going to stop.
What do you think about Bilal and Shida? Because they're still on this season too.
So this is it's hard because like this is another relationship that shouldn't exist. Like this is not
true.
But that's nothing like you could say that about every one of these relationships, but it just seems like isn't relationships at a certain point supposed to be somewhat fun? Like there's dude, Shida, we already know like he doesn't want kids with you. The exes, and he wants to assert authority over another, not even just human being, a woman. And it almost like makes me feel bad. Like it's a bad representation of, I think, their religion in a certain way too. Yeah. And he thinks of himself as just this king almost.
But he's a jokester, Ryan. He's a jokester.
He loves pranks. I love that he didn't realize the reception he would get from the audience. Like he was surprised.
Oh,
and I was
that's
like,
the best part
how
of
would
it
you
all.
Be? You even like the way she got on the season when he fooled her about the houses. It's like, that's disgusting, dude.
Disgusting.
Like that's, could you imagine? Like what?
No, what I keep waiting for is when I'm sure they're on their third happily ever after season and she gets to, and they go to an actual OBGYN and not a kind of like Botox doctor like this guy was. They say, it's just like, uh-oh, Shida, I think it's too late. And Bilal goes, surprise.
By the way, Bilal's taking her to Beauty Lab and Laser to get her ovaries checked out, you know?
Wow, that was dark, Poodle.
He's a jokester, y'all.
There's certain like overall the feeling of any 90-day show is darkness, but there's like levels.
It
of
is
darkness.
Dark. It's a very dark show.
Then there's like there's fun dark, and then there's like just dark because there's no even like I just don't enjoy their scenes at all. Like I'm just like there's no enjoyment in it. No one does.
I mean, I do enjoy The Other Way and The Before in some ways, but I have to say, I think the streaming 90 Day UK, 90 Day Love in Paradise, and 90 Day The Single Life are the best iterations of the show right now.
90 Day UK, like, I mean, I keep saying it, but it's like I ate that up. I looked forward to it, and there was a certain thing where it almost, there was like romantic elements to it. Where I was rooting for people again. Like, I was actually rooting and nervous about, I mean, like the one guy that, like, thinks that one kid is his son and Sean, like he's a janitor and like, you know, I'm just like, because I was like, I was emotionally invested in like this thing that we all want and strive for is just basic love, you know, like we just want love. Well, and it reminds you that that there is this.
It's kind of like it reminds me of just kind of like the great love that when Hussein answered his phone during him and Emma's wedding.
Yeah.
In Turkey.
And could you imagine having a daughter and then bringing your daughter over there to witness this wedding? And he picks up it. He goes, "It's my mom. It's my mom." And then he's not happy. I'm like, can we just cut? Like, even the camera people at this point should be brought up on charges, because like at a certain point they're like, "Yo." Like, yo, let's just stop. This is too much, and they're too hurtful. It's like, your kid is watching this. You know that kid is scarred for that. Like, that she's never, ever going to be able to get married to somebody ever, like, in her life. The daughter.
No.
Like, this is too much.
No.
She's one of the few that we had to
subtitle. We couldn't understand her.
That was the one question I wanted, because when you on your live shows, I see that you sometimes are getting these people over, like you get like the Love After Lockup people or the how fun and like, or is it that just potentially makes me really nervous, because like, do you get nervous when these you actually meet these people in real life?
We're very choosy.
I'm like, I saw something and I was like, oh my God, they're bringing out actual like cast members from these.
We were going to interview Deontay, and then Deontay at the last minute said, "Hey, I've got Indy and Yolanda coming." Lockup. We went, "What?" Because we love Yolanda, and that was a great interview.
Deontay's had quite a journey.
Oh, like, he's had a journey.
Really has most of the time people are wonderful. Yeah,
okay. We're choosy. Like, it's ironic. Like, we were able to, our very first interview was with fucking Darcy and Stacey. Like, you can't get any bigger than that. Like, period, full stop, in 90 Day Universe. You can't get bigger. So we interviewed them, and then now they'll let nobody come in our show.
It's mostly Sharp Entertainment. They won't let us talk.
This was years ago. Like, I mean, before pandemic, before all this stuff, Danny Pellegrino couldn't make it to a 90 Day function. Like, this is like 5 years ago and so he goes, "Hey, will you go and just get some like audio for me?" And I was like, "I love 90 Day Fiance, and I don't cover it." So I go there, and it's like, this is 5 p.m. and Darcy is shit can. Like, I mean, just like, I mean, like, she, and she has a handler from TLC. Oh,
I think our friend Linda Antwi, who does Melanated Way, was at that too. Not to get the melody.
Jerry O'Connell was there, and I go, "What are you doing here?" He goes, "I love the show, man." And like, and he goes, it was like Laura Lapkus. I mean, there was like a star, like, and it was only like
90 Days got a fan base. Yeah. Celebrities fan base.
So I interview Darcy, and like the handler is like, has to be right there. Like, and Danny goes, "Just ask her what her favorite Mariah Carey song is." And I'm, you know, going like, "Oh, I hope you guys have this is before the spinoff. I hope you have a spinoff." She's like, "What are you doing tonight? What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, is Darcy like actually hitting on me?" And then I ask her, "What's your favorite Mariah Carey song?" Which, and she couldn't answer. She goes, I sing song. and then the handler's like, "No, Mariah Carey." She's like, "I like to sing songs."
Oh.
And I couldn't even get her to answer the, and like, she's, this was like the sun had not set, and there's like press everywhere.
We've all been messy.
We always say, and some people don't want to admit this, we've all been a Darcy or a Stacey, and that's why we love them. They're our queens. We still love them so much.
But you guys haven't done any, like, this, the face thing. Like, Darcy follows me on Instagram, and when they like put up, I can't tell if it's filter or they're actually doing these things to the faces.
We don't know.
We don't even think we know what the new work looks like.
I'm getting there. I'm meeting with my plastic surgeon next week. No lie.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be amazing if you end up next week looking like Siegfried.
The Jigsaw from Mask.
I am. I'm just going to go in. I'm getting a little Botox, and I want to talk to him about a neck cliff. But then, you know, he'll say, "What about your nose? What about your eyes?" And I'll be like, do it.
Dude, I would be, if I had the money, I would be like, just do, like, if you can assure me that it, like, just make me look better. Like,
I don't have the money. I'm just putting it on a credit card.
That was BravoCon for me. BravoCon, I was just like, "Yeah, man, Amex, let's do this." Like,
let's,
I mean, there
do
was
it.
None of this money exists.
Do you take debit cards?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, we do need to go. We need to let you go. But I'm glad you brought up BravoCon. I wanted to ask you, kind of final thought. What was your most surprising takeaway from BravoCon for you?
Okay, so I was staying at the Gansvoort where they all were staying. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's why I got...
It's a nice hotel.
Oh, the most amazing hotel I've ever stayed in. But it's so... I'm like a days in kind of a guy. And, like, so I spent all of my money on this hotel because they were all staying there. And it was so worth it because I got to go upstairs to all the parties each night after. So there was, like, another BravoCon happening with just the Bravo celebrities every night. And so I got to watch Chef from Southern Charm, like, hit on every girl that moved. Jen Shaw snuck into the party she was not allowed at, and I watched her drop it like it's hot with Sheree Whitfield. Like, do you know Emily D. Baker, the lawyer? She goes, she grabs me. She's in this party, and she goes, get over here right now. Jen Shaw's dancing. And I'm like, Jen Shaw's here? And she pulls me over, and all of a sudden, I'm watching Jen Shaw.
I love
like,
her.
By the way, like, her knees.
She's so fun.
I mean, but also so flexible. Such a good dancer for somebody that is, like, defrauded the elderly. But, like, seemed like not... But it seemed like not a care in the world. Like, she was having more fun than
good
I was
for her.
Yeah, good for,
it's like, good for good her. Good for her.
Will they let her have the megaphone in jail, do you think? And
I doubt it.
But you saw like Tamara and Teddy from OC trying to, like, get information from people. And it felt like we live in a simulation and there's no way any of this is real.
I bet.
Like, it was just that.
But it
that
is. But for them, a lot of them, it's their real life.
Yeah.
And you realize that real quickly that this is, they need this, they want this, and they needed BravoCon more than the fans did because you could tell it lifted them so much. And it made me just think about you guys of, like, eventually 90 Day Con will be around the corner.
Oh, I'd be proud about it.
It's going to be 80 times the match. Like, BravoCon actually turned out okay. This is going 90 Day.
They won't invite us. We've actually thought about doing it. We've thought about throwing it and doing it. But the problem, if we did it, it probably wouldn't be supported, and they would, because you've got to bring 90 Day cast members. So, but we'd love to go.
Well, no, but you would actually have to worry about all the 90 Day people sleeping with fans. Like, that's, I mean, like, you already worried about that with Bravo a little bit.
Yeah. Sinjin's going to fuck fans. Sinjin and Ronald are going to fuck fans.
I think the other thing about TLC is even though they wink at this, they still would tell you, we're documentary style.
They don't want the people to be stars. They don't want them to be stars.
No, no. It's very real. Also, you guys, did you watch Below Deck Sailing yet?
Yes, I loved it.
Okay, yeah, Gary, you know Gary? Like,
yes! Love Gary.
So hot.
I got to watch Gary in action, and I totally get it now.
You get it now.
This guy was drinking with his, like, just that, the hotel bar with just fans, and he was the most charming, funny. Like, he was like, he was so full of life. That I
get,
like,
it.
Oh, I get it kind of on the show, but I was just like, how's every girl hooking up with him? But then I watched him live in action. Nicest dude, but then there's that little part of him that you can tell he's like, there's a sexuality, like,
yeah,
the,
ooh, that's what
him,
I love.
You know?
Did you get to meet Aisha? Jake loves Aisha.
I'm very good. I'll send you the picture with Aisha. I'm very good friends with Aisha.
Oh my God.
I'm friends with her best friend. And so we finally, because she's been on the show a couple times, and we got to meet, and she was like, we're partying. And she goes, get off your phone. And she just jumps on me. And there's, like, a picture of me trying to fall off. She's exactly like she is on the show.
Next
she was
time,
so great.
Next time you talk to her, tell her I would love to do my impression of her when she says, Major has exposed her bare nipples to the chartigest, but I'm still trying to give a positive feedback.
Dude, let me know if you want an intro. She would do your show in a heartbeat. Like,
I would love that. I'm a huge fan.
Jake wouldn't talk to her in a real voice the entire time.
No, okay. I would say, Aisha, what do you think?
All right.
No, but she's such a good sense of humor. Okay, we got to go.
We'll talk all day.
We have so many more podcasts, and I got, like, it's so funny, isn't it? Like, weird that, like, this is probably, I got to do three more today.
This
is in this room all day. Okay. Yeah. I love you guys. And
tell everybody
you,
where
Ryan.
They can, real quick, Ryan, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, the podcast is called So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. So many episodes a week. Pick and choose with what you like. There's timestamps so you can skip around. And also there is the Instagram account, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. A lot of just silly memes. And we do a Patreon where we've recapped the entire Selling the OC mess. We're about to do Mauricio Emancipation. Husky's the agency over there, and I do a lot of voice note personal things about behind the scenes with the pod, shooting the we call it shooting the shit with Meditza Lopez, who makes all my graphics, and Sandra, my other work. Like, it's just a fun thing over on the Patreon. So if I know it's hard times, but it's a couple bucks a month if you want to support even further.
You're
that
such a savant.
Thank
you're
you.
A savant. You really are a reality
like
savant.
Okay.
I need to hear more about this when you whisper in my ear tonight, quite late.
By the way, will you leave the door unlocked because I did get my keys stolen earlier today?
Yeah, I will. If someone's there, just jiggle it a little bit.
All right.
The handle.
Oh, there will be jiggling. Yeah, there.
Yes. Okay.
There
on that note, y'all, we've got to go. We'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.